another hidden commandment in the Word of God. Praise the Lord. To a layman like me, somebody who is still a baby in the Lord, I am sure that it's hidden. Many a times that I read the scripture, I don't consider it as a commandment. But the Holy Spirit is just making me to understand that it is a commandment. I know for Bible scholars, they will have known, because they can decipher the Word of God more than those of us that are babes in the Lord. I pray that God Almighty will give all of us understanding in the name of Jesus. The topic is trust in the Lord. Trust in the Lord. And the main text that we're going to read and consider, the main text, is taken from Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart, and lean not unto thy own understanding. Sometimes when I read many scriptures, especially in the Proverb, I see it like a father advising his son. Because most of the scriptures in Proverbs is, my son, do this. My son, do that. But actually, this scripture, it is God that is commanding us to trust in him. And we are going to look at two examples in the Bible of why it is actually a commandment. Trust, we all know what trust is. Trust is to have confidence in something, to have faith, to believe that that which somebody has promised that he will do, he will surely do it. Come rain, come shine. I know trust has many parts, especially in the Word of God. It has a lot of benefits when you trust God. It has a lot. So we can look at the benefit of trusting in God. That can take us weeks to study. We can look at another aspect of trust and say, what did God say we should not trust in? That could be another set of teachings on its own. What God commanded us not to trust in. For example, Brother Femi will help us from the engineering room. Second Samuel 22, verse 31. Second Samuel 22:31. It says, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all them that trust in him. A buckler is a shield that protects. That means the word of God, when you trust in the word of God, it protects you. It will be your shield and your buckler. 1 Chronicles 5:20. It says, and they were helped against them, and the Hagarites were delivered into their hands, and they all that were with them, for they cried to God in the battle, and he was entreated of them because they put their trust in him. They put their trust in him and they got victory. So when you trust in the word of God, when you trust in God, he will give you victory. So shall be our portion tonight in the name of Jesus. Psalm 5 verse 11. Psalm 5 verse 11. He says, but let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful indeed. When you trust the Lord, He defends you. This is what the scripture is saying. There are countless, numerous blessings. In fact, there is nothing that we cannot get from God as long as it is part of His wills, if we trust Him. I pray that as we trust Him, He will bless us in the name of Jesus. Like I said, that's an aspect of trust. When we trust Him, it has a lot of benefits. And there are commandments again. God says, oh, don't trust in this. The very first one is even in the very main text that we read. Proverbs 3 verse 5. It says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding. The Bible is telling us we should not trust in our own understanding, except that understanding is God's given understanding. He says we should not trust in our own understanding. We should not lean, we should not depend or rest on our own understanding. Psalm 118 verse 9. I'm going to rush because we are going to read a lot of Bible tonight. He says, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes. God is telling us, don't put your confidence, don't trust the princes. Trust only God. May He help us to trust in Him in the name of Jesus. Proverbs 28 verse 26. He says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. That's the word of God. He says, he that trusteth in his own heart is a fool. But whoso walketh wisely is to be delivered. We need the wisdom of God. We cannot just say, oh, this is the way I feel. We need to seek the face of God so that He will direct us. I pray that we will not miss it in the name of Jesus. Isaiah 31 verse 1. Woe to them that go down to Egypt for help and stay on horses and trust in chariots. That's the word of God. Because they are many and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Lord. Whoever trusts in the weapons of war and did not believe God, the Bible says, woe unto him. What of even trusting our fellow men? Jeremiah 17 verse 5. Says, don't fear the Lord. Cursed be the man that trusted in man, and maketh flesh his harm, and whose heart departed from the Lord. We are not supposed to trust in another man, and our hearts depart from the Lord. That will not be our portion in the name of Jesus. Like I said, trust has many dimensions that we can study. But tonight, we want to look at that aspect where God make it like a commandment for us that we need to trust Him. We are going to read 2 Chronicles chapter 14. We are going to look at the life of a king in 2 Chronicles 14, and we are going to read for long. So I'm going to read from this hand. 2 Chronicles beginning from, we are going to read almost 14, 15, and 16. I start from verse 2. 14 verse 2. And Asa did that which was good and right in the eyes of the Lord his God. Let us just follow the scripture very well, because it's long. For he took away the altars of strange gods and the high places, and break down the images and cut down the groves, and commanded Judah to seek the Lord God of their fathers, and to do the law and the commandments. And also he took away out all the cities of Judah the high places and the images, and the kingdom was quite before him. And he built fenced cities in Judah, for the land had rest, and he had no war in those years, because the Lord giving him rest. Therefore he said unto Judah, let us build these cities, and make about them walls and towers, gates and bars, while the land is yet before us, because we have sought the Lord our God. We have sought him, and he had given us rest on every side. So they built and prospered. May God give us rest on every side. Amen. May he cause us to build and prosper us in the name of Jesus. Amen. And Asa had an army of men that bear targets and spears out of Judah, 300,000, and out of Benjamin that bear shield and drew bows, 280,000. All these men, mighty men of valor, and that came out against Shera the Ethiopian with an host of 1,300 chariots, and came on to Maresha. Then Asa went out against him, and they set the battle in array in the valley of Sephatha at Maresha. And Asa cried unto the Lord his God, and said, Lord, it is nothing with thee to help, whether with many or with them that have no power. Help us, O Lord, our God, for we rest on thee, and in thy name we go against this multitude. O Lord, thou art our God. Let not man prevail against thee. We see the prayers of Asa. We saw how he destroyed all the idol worship in the land. And we saw that solely he trusted in the Lord. He trusted in the Lord his God. Verse 12. So that the Lord smote the Ethiopians before Asa and before Judah, and the Ethiopians fled. God gave him victory because he trusted in the Lord. And Asa and the people that were with him pursued them unto Gera, and the Ethiopians were overthrown, that they could not recover themselves, for they were destroyed before the Lord and before his host. And they carried away very much spoil, and they smote all the cities around Gera, about Gera, for the fear of the Lord came upon them, and they spoiled all the cities, for there was exceeding much spoils in them. They smote all the tents of cattle, and carried away sheep and camel in abundance, and returned to Jerusalem. We saw how God gave Asa victory because he trusted in the Lord. And the Spirit of God came upon Azariah, the son of Oded. And he went out to meet Asa, and said unto him, Hear ye me, Asa, and all Judah and Benjamin. The Lord is with you, while ye be with him. And if ye seek him, he will be found of you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you. This is the prophet of God telling Asa, you trusted the Lord. You called him for this battle. He answered you. He will continue to do this as long as you continue to put your trust in him. So the prophet of God came to warn Asa that this victory, you know it yourself, that you did not get it by the might of your own power. God delivered your enemies into your own hands. And he told him, don't stop trusting God. Because if you forsake him, he will forsake you. May God not forsake us in the name of Jesus. And may we never forsake him in the name of Jesus. To cut the long story short, this is 15 we are reading now, yeah. To cut the long story short, God gave Asa rest. In fact, for a long time, there was no more war. God stilled all the wars around him. There was no more war. In verse 16, I mean in chapter 16, verse 2. I mean, let's start from verse 1. In the 38th year of the reign of Asa, Baasha, king of Israel, came up against Judah and built Ramah to the intent that he might let none go out or come in into Asa, king of Judah. This is another king waging another war against Asa. Asa knew the winning formula. The winning formula is to trust God, believe him. But what did Asa do? Then Asa brought out silver and gold out of the treasures of the house of the Lord and of the king's house, and sent to Ben-Hadad, king of Syria, that dwelleth at Damascus, saying, there is a link between me and thee, as there was between my father and thy father. Behold, I have sent thee silver and gold. Go break thy link with Baasha, king of Israel, that he may depart from me. And Ben-Hadad hearkened unto King Asa, and sent the captain of his army against the cities of Israel. And they smote Ijon, and Dan, and Abed-Maim, and all the store cities of Naphtali. And it came to pass, when Baasha heard it, that he left off building of Ramah and let his work cease. Then Asa the king took all Judah, and they carried away the stones of Ramah and the timber thereof, wherewith Baasha was building, and he built therewith Geba and Mizpah. Did we see what this king did? Instead of using the same formula that gave him victory sweatlessly, he didn't do that. Instead, he sought the help of another king. He sought the help of another king. He refused to trust God this time. And at that time, Anani the seer came to Asa, king of Judah, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria and not relied on the Lord thy God, which we can even read to mean, because you have trusted in the king of Syria and not trusted on the Lord thy God, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. Were not the Ethiopian and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou did rely or trust the Lord, he delivered them into thy hand. For the eyes of the Lord run to and fro throughout the whole earth, to show himself strong in the behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. Herein thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. He changed the winning formula. He refused to trust the Lord. He began to trust men. He began to trust the arm of flesh. And this is what came upon him. Then Asa was wroth with the seer and put him in prison house. For he was enraged with him because of this thing. And Asa oppressed some of the people the same time. And behold, the act of Asa, first and last, lo, they are written in the book of the kings of Judah and Israel. And Asa, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet, until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not to the Lord, but to the physician. He did something wrong. The man of God came to tell him, what you have done is wrong. You have changed his winning formula. God wanted you to trust him. The army that you defeated the first time is far, far stronger than this one. God who gave you a bigger victory, will it not be able to give you this small one? Instead of him to even repent, he took offense. He put the man of God in prison. He became healed. And because he's still angry with the Lord, so to speak, he refused to seek the face of God. Instead, he was going from one doctor to the other. And he died. He died. May God help us to trust in him in the name of Jesus. Several scriptures. It's a commandment. Brethren, when we have headache and we pray to God and God heals us, brethren, we need to continue to trust him. The reason why God gives us victory, most especially, it's for us to trust him the more. Because even our earthly father, if we need $100 and our father gives it to us, if we need $10, we should have that confidence that he that provided 100, what will $10 be to him? That's kind of trust that God wanted us to have in him. I pray that God will give us that spirit and that grace that will make us to continually trust in him in the name of Jesus. We are going to turn again our Bibles to Numbers 13. We all know the accounts of the children of Israel when they got to Canaan and Moses had to appoint 12 of them. Is it 12? To go and spy the land. We all know what they did. They went in, they spied the land. They saw everything that was there. They saw big things, they saw small things, they saw giants. And when they came back to give their accounts to Moses, up to verse 26, I think, they said exactly what they saw. But I think from verse 27, up to verse 27 says, and they told him, that is, the spies, they told him, giving report back to Moses. And they told him and said, we came unto the land whither thou sentest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey. And this is the fruit of it. They brought an example, something to show to the people. But in verse 28, they began to put their own judgment. They said, nevertheless, the people be strong that dwell in the land, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. All these are true. The Amalekites who dwell in the land of the south, and the Hittites and the Jebusites, and the Amorites dwelleth in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwelt by the sea and by the coast of Jordan. And Caleb stilled the people because he knew where they were going. And Caleb stilled the people before Moses and said, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with him said, we be not able to go up against the people, for they are stronger than we. We all know this story. But where am I going? In verse, if we turn to chapter 14, and we go to verse 11 and 12. They said all kinds of things. They said they wanted to go back to Egypt. They said they are not able to fight those people. They said all manners of faithless things. And in verse 11 of chapter 14, and the Lord said unto Moses, how long will these people provoke me? How long will it be? Will it be ere they believe me for all the signs which I have showed among them? God has shown several signs that will make them to believe him, that will make them to trust him. He parted the Red Sea for them. He buried the host of the Egyptians in the Red Sea. They've gotten to so many places. Jordan. Very many walled cities that only a seven shout of hallelujah brought it down. The reason why God do miracles, signs, and wonders in our midst is for us to trust him. God is now saying in this place, what again will I do for these people to trust me? They provoked me these 10 times. What else? If we go to verse 22, in verse 22, because of our time, and I want us to contribute. In verse 22, because all those men which have seen my glory, this is God speaking. Because all those men which have seen my glory and my miracles, they have seen the miracles of God, and yet they refuse to trust him, which I did in Egypt and in the wilderness, and have tempted me now these 10 times, and have not hearkened to my voice. God said in verse 20, surely they shall not see the land which I swore unto their fathers, neither shall any of them that provoke me see it. That's a judgment. When God said this, Moses began to plead and plead and plead. Verse 24, but my servant Caleb, because he had another spirit with him and had followed me fully, him will I bring into the land whereinto he went, and his seed shall possess it. If we read further and further, we will see that none of those people that are 20 years old and above, none of them made it to the promised land except Joshua, the son of Nun, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh. Only the two of them and the younger ones that were below 20 made it to the promised land. All because they refused to trust God despite all the miracles, all the signs and wonders, all the answered prayers that he has done in their midst. I pray that God Almighty will give us the grace to trust him. And in any area of our life where he has helped us, may we not replace him with men. May we not begin to trust on our own understanding. May we not begin to put our trust in princes and connections. May we continually trust him in the name of Jesus. So we can see that God took the commandment of trust very seriously. He wanted us to trust him. He wanted us to have faith in him. He wanted us to believe him. So, I pray that God will help us in the name of Jesus. Contributions, brethren. Mam Yosha. Contributions. Amen. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. Thank God.
Hallelujah.
Actually, that's the topic that was on my mind last week.
Amen.
But then I got my cell phone downloaded to me, so I switched. So I'm happy. That means
the Spirit of God is one.
Amen. So let me just look at my note that I made before, so I can go from there and add a few things to what you have said. In trusting God, the two things that we need from my own note that I made.
Yeah.
It's belief and faith. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Believe and faith, other than, all the scriptures and promises of God and the signs and wonders that we have seen or read about. Psalm 44 somewhere says they didn't do it by their own hand. God did it by his favor for them. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Other than all of that we have seen, we need to believe God. Because unbelief is a sin. And unbelief is what will cause all these distractions that, you now decide to go seek help from man instead of trusting God that has seen you through a lot of problems before. So because you begin to doubt him, is he going to do it again this time? So believe and faith. And we all know that it is impossible to please God without faith.
Amen.
If we don't trust that, he will do it, then we've lost it. God Almighty will strengthen our faith.
Amen.
He will move it from weak faith to great faith in Jesus' name.
Amen. More contributions. Oh, should I take it in either way?
Yes,
hallelujah.
Putting our trust in God cannot be overemphasized. It's the only way we can make it to heaven.
Amen.
Putting our trust in God and not in what we can do is what will help us to move on. Because if we start to look inward into ourselves, we don't even know what will happen to us tomorrow. It's only God that knows. And for all his promises, in the Bible, I cannot count the places God has said, put your trust in me, for I will do this. Put your trust in me, for I will do this. If you trust me, I will do that. One thing we must understand is that because God said that the fact that God has said when we put our trust in him, he will deliver us, he will help us, he will steer us through and all of that, does not mean that temptation will not come. Temptation will come. Temptation will even come to test us to see if we actually believe in the God that we are serving. If we trust him truly, or we are just saying it. It's very difficult. It is very easy, rather, to advise somebody when something happens. When somebody is facing crisis, challenges, don't worry. This God, God, did this, that. When it hits you, it takes the grace of God. You seem to forget. Because why? Because we are human beings. So the Lord will help us to always remember. No matter what happens, we should rejoice. Challenges will always come. Psalm 33 verse 21 says, "For our hearts shall rejoice in him, because we have trusted in his holy name."
Amen.
So because we have trusted in him, no matter the circumstances, our heart will always rejoice. If you are sensitive in the spirit, you will see that when something happens, maybe, temptation, or you fail, or something, you're disappointed. If you listen to your spirit, there's an inner peace that you have. There's always peace in your heart. That is an assurance that this is not the end of it. God is in it. Don't be moved. Just be quiet. Hang on there. God is already, has your back. But because we are too, we become too overwhelmed with the problem, we don't even remember that we should listen to our hearts. And I want to encourage myself and every one of us that we should always remember that trials and temptation will come, irrespective of the fact that we are trusting in him, But let us not forget that it will come like a wind, it will blow and it will pass, and we'll still continue to rejoice.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Assistant Pastor Malupa. Oh, hallelujah.
Amen. One of the things that resonated to me tonight is that you know the Bible verse that says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your understanding." When you look at that verse, you begin to pick up that trust in the Lord with all your heart. So trust is a matter of heart, while understanding is a matter of the brain. And when we look at most of the when we find ourselves, I don't think it's that we don't trust God. But the thing, I think the problem there is that we all live in fear. And a heart with fear cannot trust God. And most of the time when we're faced with challenges, what happens is that sometimes in our unconscious and conscious mind, that problem, that situation gets magnified in our head, forgetting our heart and what has been embedded in our heart and what God has done. So, for me, as you're seeing tonight, Christians, we trust with our mouth, but we don't trust with our heart. And most of the time, when God does things for us, and that's why, again, just, you know, God's talk on it, that's why it's very good that we write all these victories that we have, you know, we have in the past. It's very important, as we're talking, just, you know, God, we need to write them down. Because that's why the Bible says, write and make it plain. So we need to write them down. So when things come, we can make references, we can go get that book and say, I think the problem there is that we forget those things that God has done. We easily forget, again, because of the overwhelming challenges and crises of life. And things. So we focus on when those things that have happened to us in the past appears again. That forgetfulness makes us to, you know, think of, use our head and start calculating instead of going deep in our heart where God expects us to trust Him. A woman came up with an acronym of trust. She said that trust is turning over every aspect of your life to God, realizing that He already has a perfect plan for you, understanding that you may not always understand, seeking His way every step of the way, and thanking Him when things don't turn out as expected. That is what trust is all about. So as Mommy has said, we should always know that trust, challenges will come. And that is when trust, for us to build up our trust, we have to face challenges. Because if we don't face challenges, there's nothing we can fall back on. But always remember that God should please always bring into our subconsciousness and consciousness. So when those things appear again, we can remember that God of Israel, God that did it in chapter 2015 or 2004, is still the same God which is now. So God should just help us to keep remembering so that we can always hold on to Him and not fall back on man. God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. And that's a very beautiful contribution. I just want to add that that song says, "Count your blessing. Name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done." I think, like our sister said, most of the time we don't keep record of what God has done. And if we look at even the life of David when he brought down Goliath with the help of God, he was counting what God has done. He said, "God, the bear came, I killed him. The lion came, I destroyed him with the help." He said, "That same God that helped me to kill the bear and to kill the lion will bring down the head of this Goliath." So it was that means he was keeping what God was doing. But most of the time, when God does something for us and we have come to give testimony, we have danced, we have praised him, we tend to forget. I think it is important that we keep record so that we can also go back to God and say, oh, you that did X, Y, and Z, this one is not bigger than you. You will do it for me. And God will help us to trust him the more in the name of Jesus. Daniel Lulano. Okay. You can go ahead. The only accredited bishop in the team.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to stretch further what our sister just said, because when she was talking, that was the thought that I had. You see, trust is hinged first on the personality of God and the evidence he has produced. And like what she was trying to talk about, when that evidence is there and you have seen it before, it gives you that strength of heart to still believe it will happen again.
Yes.
And that is what really keeps our trust going on God's personality and God's unchangeability. When he says something, he will bring it to pass. You see, I was listening to Daddy Gio when he was ministering in Oyedepo's church when they were born 60, just a few days ago. And he was saying something, preaching from, I think, Psalm 103. He said, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. So he was now looking at all the things that is within us. And he said one of the things he brought about is our ability to remember, to recall. He said, at times it's easy for us to recall bad things. Very easy. But the good ones, at times, it is very, very hard for us to recall. And he gave an example, talked about the fact that, somebody said, okay, giving God and thanking God for his daughter who just turned 3. That people look at it now. Are you the only one who just had a child? After all, my child is this. But say, when you talk about the fact that you lost somebody 3 or 5 years ago, 20 years ago, people were like, sorry. Because they like to remember something that is bad. Negative. And that's just the nature of man. That is just our nature. Because we easily forget things that God does. Asa forgot how he secured victory over the Ethiopians.
Yes.
Azariah came to put him to remembrance. As long as you trust God, he will be found of you. But the day you will renounce him, that is the day all these victory has said will come to an end. Trying to make him to remember where he came
from.
But he didn't just start now. God brought you from somewhere. God made you clear the whole host of Israel from every idol. You were coming from somewhere. But you forgot where you came from. And he began to look at the substance of things he had. And he believed it was his own strength that brought him there. He forgot to remember and recall where he came from. See, and I believe that that's one of the easiest ways for us to continue to trust God. Like my sister said, let's put these things down. David Jeremiah talks about journaling, write some things down. He said at times he used to feel it's only women who write things down. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
But it is something that makes us remember where we were and how God has brought us thus far. And that will now strengthen our faith to continue to trust him on and on again, to see far greater results than we'll ever witness in our lives. See, because you see, things are very uncertain. The times we are in, we are in the evil days, as it were. And Bible says, only them that do know their God
They will be strong
and do exploits.
That is the only thing that can make us secure victory. And God will not make us victims in Jesus.
Amen.
God will continue to make us secure victory over the whether the Egyptians, the Ethiopians, whatever name they want to call them. He will give us that victory in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I just want to add to what everyone said. I do something in my house, and look at it. My son has joined me now. I watch nature. You want to build your trust in God? Look at the blue sea. Where you see everything moving, and you go into the Word of God, you see where these things were created within six, seven days. With what you see, many living things. And that takes me into Job's statement in chapter 12 and 13. In verse 7, he said, "But ask now the beast, and they shall teach thee, and the fowls of the air, and they shall tell thee." What does that mean? You have to put your trust in God for everything. And if you look at 13:15, he said, "Though he slay me, yet will I trust on him." In other words, when you look at the whole thing, you look at what is around you, the nature itself, there's nothing that will not let you trust the one that kept you going. We're talking about that, preaching about, Psalm 103, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me." And unless you want to deceive yourself, if you don't go to the toilet 2 days, you are screaming. You get to the bathroom, you want to pull the thing, it's not coming. You now start to call God. "Father, believe me, I got to a state that when I want to go to the bathroom, I just tell God, please, I'm going, let it come down, just release it and let it go." You don't want to stress. That is just a small one, Do you know that people have died with blockage? Those who work, our assistant pastor will tell you, you know what I'm talking about. Once that place is blocked, first day, second day, you are not getting there something. If you don't go to the hospital so that they can flush you, if there is rupture, that is it. It becomes sepsis or what they call it. Now, look at it. How will you not trust someone who made the things in your body flow? No wonder, and David cried to God, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me," because he knew that those things within him, if they don't function very well, he's done. So he put his trust in God so that things within will continue to, function. And that will be our portion in Jesus'
name. Amen.
Every time, let's look at God. Even if we want to take part in our own, or what they call all these things. They give you medication, and when I go and you go to the type of job my brother is doing, they give you left and right. I used to see that. It was the prayer who told me one day that don't be afraid of this, because what they will list on the television alone, this thing called this one, and this one, I said, "I'm not drinking this." No, I don't want it. Because they tell you that medication you're going to take, You can be better, you can take this, you can take that. Now, they are giving you the medication. Won't you trust the God who will make this thing flush out? Because if God is not with you, that thing can kill. I mean, look at this boy, I'm sorry, sir. Look at this boy, this guy, a comedian in Atlanta. He went and did the surgery of the knee that many people have done. And they gave him one medication. And that medication starts to rupturing something inside him. And this is we here. We take any type of medication. I look at my mother. You know why I trust God? My mother, right away from the day I know her to the day I'm talking, she drinks codeine as if she's drinking water. and they want to give you codeine in this place, they will tell you, go and bring your driver's license. They want to see the person who you talk to. Who has been talking. Am I tired of my brother? They will not give you. And this is why you have to trust. Put your trust in God. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Daddy. God bless you, sir.
Amen.
You know, there's a song we used to sing. And the song says, trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there is no other way to be happy in Jesus, but to trust and obey.
You know, one thing I've come to realize, Daddy, is I think in life, I look at it as how did you grow up, and what are the challenges you faced? I think when you face some challenges growing up, I think you learn to trust God the more, because you just find out that there is no way out. And you just believe that the only person that can make way out for you where there seems to be no way is God. Because even if you have depended on man, and you have seen that men has failed you, you don't realize that the only person that you can trust and obey is God. And to me, sir, I don't think it's not that we don't remember the good things. I think the fear that comes upon us is, you know, maybe the time is going. Why is it not happening? Maybe you did something before, and before you could say Jack Robinson, there was an answer. But then maybe you now do something and it seems the answer is not coming. And you begin to question yourself. God, what's going on? I did A, I did B, I did C. 1, 2, 3. But this one, what's going on? So my prayer, sir, is that the God of heaven that we serve will give us that grace to continue to trust in him.
Amen.
Look, if you trust in man will fail you. Trust me, man will fail you. But when you put your trust in God, you know, though it may tarry, but the Bible says, it shall surely do what? Come to pass. And I think for me, sir, I think my growing up and, you know, seeing things in two different ways has really helped me, you know, personally, to realize that without trusting God, there's little you can achieve in life. Because man can only take you to the level at which they can help you. They can only do what they can do to see to your problem. But when you trust the King of Kings, he's the only one that can take you to where man can never imagine you getting to. I want to take look at it, sir. Where we grew up, sir, is like everybody on our streets was traveling. And we used to ask ourselves, what is it that we have? What is the problem with us? You look to the right. We just came back from Belgium. You look to the left. So we used to ask ourselves, what crime did we commit? Is it that, what is the problem? But brethren, may I say one thing, sir? All of us on that street, sir, as much as people travel, there was a place that none of them traveled to. They have never traveled to America. And we were the first on the whole of that street. And so years after, when we now met some of the people, we used to say, Modubes. We all traveled to Belgium, to London, everywhere. You guys never step out. You were within Nigeria. In fact, some of you don't even know what play meant. But the only place you went to, the first place where we have been struggling to go to,
Gosun country.
That was where you went to. What did you do?
what is it that we did not do? And like my elder brother said to him, he said, bro, we didn't do anything. We just believe that God's time will come to pass in our life. Amen. So my prayer for us, once again, mommy, daddy, is that we should just continue to trust in God.
Amen.
Challenges will come. Issues of life will come. Whether at home, whether in office, whether in the environment, whether in society, things will come up. But as long as we continue to trust God, because he's the one that has brought me and you this far. Not what his number is him. If we continue to trust in him, I can assure you, sir, that he will still do that which he has promised to do in our life. Amen. And I know that by the grace of God, every other thing we have seen trusting him for, he will bring it to pass in our life, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen. I want to thank God for everybody's contribution. Okay.
Using myself as an example. One of the things that actually jeopardizes our trust is too much of knowledge. Knowledge is good, and at the same time, it can keep someone in trouble.
Yeah.
Knowledge is something that makes you think that, oh, it's because of your intelligence, because of the degree you have. Because of the thing, that's why that works for you. So you tend to like shift and say, oh, maybe it's not God that did it, because you know,
yeah.
So one of the things that we need to be careful of, that we should always examine ourselves, is what God has blessed us with. Because those are the things that could rob us of trusting God. God will help us in Jesus' name.
Amen. That's another beautiful contribution. God will continue to help us in the name of Jesus. Like I said, our time is far, far, far spent. We do not have time to study the life of David. He continually trusted God, and he was victorious all the way. He made several mistakes, but because he kept on trusting God, believing God, God was with him. In fact, God described him as a man after his own heart. Same for Hezekiah. So many prophets of God had trusted God to the end. My prayer is that God will help us, that we will trust him to the end in the name of Jesus. I close with this, and that's going to be our prayer point, just for 1 minute. Isaiah 26, verse 3. Isaiah 26, verse 3 says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusted in thee. We are going to rise up and ask God to give us the grace to trust in him without faith wavering, that our hearts will stay on him. Our hearts will not stay on our education. It will not stay on our resources. It will not consider our connections. It will not be... We will not put our trust in princes or in a man that has his breath in his nostrils, but continually our hearts we stay on God Almighty, and we will continue to trust him in the name of Jesus. And in this situation, he will keep us in perfect peace. Our Father and our God, we cry unto you, O Lord. Father, you have shown us, Father, what we stand to gain and to benefit if we continually put our trust in you. We ask for the grace, O Lord, Father, to put our 100% trust in you in the name of Jesus. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord. Help us, O Lord, Father, to continually put our trust in you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. We give you glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Father, as we continue in this service, continue with us. Bless us and take all the glory. For in Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen.